All right, I want you to lie down now. Get into a comfortable position. Take your time. If you need to, pause this recording. Excellent. Close your eyes, just relaxing your eyelids. Now, just relax, listening to my voice. You are doing so very well. Just laying down now, feeling so nice and calm and relaxed. Good. Now begin to feel your body grow heavy and relaxed, as if it were filled with sand. Feel your body filled with warm sand, starting at your feet. You may feel them tingle a little, or grow heavy, or both. Feel the sand spread, filling up your feet, rising up to your ankles now, making its way up to your shins and knees now. And it feels so good and relaxing to you. The sand, flowing upward, filling up your thighs, making its way to your hips and waist now. So comfortable and relaxing. So warm and perhaps tingling just a little. The sand flows upward even more, filling in your chest and your shoulders. As it reaches your shoulders, it flows downwards now. First, filling up your upper arms and forearms, then filling in your hands. Feeling so heavy and calm, so peaceful and content now. From the neck, the sand fills up the rest of you, filling up your head. So calming and warm and relaxing now. Your body, so numb and heavy, so utterly comfortable. You just feel so heavy, so relaxed, so amazing. Now, imagine that the sand in your feet is slowly pouring away. Feel your feet becoming empty and lighter than air. The sand seems to pull all the stress and tenseness away gently. You feel so good. The sand begins to leave your calves, making them feel so empty. The sand slowly leaving. Feel the sand leave your thighs, making your legs feel lighter than air. It's as if your legs are no longer there, the sand seeming to take all the stress of the world with it. You're doing so very well. Now, feel your stomach and lower torso begin to empty of the sand, slowly and steadily. It feels absolutely amazing. The sand now begins to spill out of your chest. Your chest feels as if it isn't even there anymore. Your body is becoming just so relaxed, so amazingly comfortable and at peace. Now comes your upper arms. The sand, pulling all your stress away, relaxing you so much. Your upper arms are empty of the sand, empty of stress. Now comes your forearms. Just feel the sand slowly leave, making your arms empty and relaxed. You're doing great. Next come the hands. Feel the sand empty from your fingertips, relaxing your hands so much. It feels great. Now, feel the sand begin to leave your head, starting at your neck and slowly working its way up. Feel every muscle relax, all the stress gone. Your body is completely empty of sand now, empty of stress and completely relaxed. Your entire body feels lighter than air, almost as if it's not even there. So relaxed, so amazingly relaxed. Your body, empty of all stress, empty of sand, feeling as if it is not really there, like it's an empty shell. You feel amazing, so deep, so comfortable, so relaxed. My voice is so relaxing to you. Now, let's work on your breathing. I want you to slow your breathing. Just relax. You don't need to breathe fast. Just slow down. By slowing down your breathing, you will relax even more. Just slow your breathing. In. Out. In. Out. In. Out. That's it. Just relax even more. Go deeper and deeper. Just make yourself as relaxed as possible. Now, I want you to imagine that you are lying on a cloud. Feel the fluffy softness of the cloud under your body, softer than the softest mattress you have ever been on, fluffier than the most comfortable pillow you have ever felt. It makes you want to just stay here on this cloud. It makes you so very lazy. So lazy, in fact, that the thought of moving at all seems so very distant to you. You just want to lie on this cloud forever, listening to my voice. And as you listen to my voice, lying on this fluffy cloud, you notice a very slight coolness in the air around you, as the wind slowly begins to come over you. It's a very gentle breeze, enveloping and cooling your entire body, even through the soft cloud. In fact, you may even feel the cloud drift along, pushed by the breeze. You find comfort in this natural movement of the cloud. You may even notice other clouds floating alongside your own in the blue sky if you look around. In the distance, the sun is on the horizon, warming you in a reddish-orange glow, almost as if you were lying in front of a fireplace on a cool winter's day, relaxing you as your limbs go ever limp, supported only by the fluff of the cloud. You notice the sun is setting, the sky growing a little darker. As the sun begins to end its day, the warmth begins to ebb away, the warmth of the rays slowly leaving you as the sun sets. The last gleam of the sun finally goes under the horizon, leaving you on your cloud, still, motionless. Silent, as if the air around you were a glassy pond. Look up into the sky now. The light from the stars twinkles in the sky. They're arranged in beautiful constellations and shapes spread over the entire night sky. Follow one constellation's shape, continuing on to another beautiful shape and another. It is so very enchanting, as if the stars are all there, arranged in this way, on this night just for you. Now, turn your attention to the moon. It seems brighter than normal tonight, illuminating in its soft grayish glow your cloud and the black outlines of the clouds around you. Something seems different about the moon on this night, however. Look closely, noticing the way the grayed shades on the surface of the moon are arranged tonight. As you examine them, they seem to make the silhouette of a Pegasus. This silhouette seems very familiar to you. It's almost as if this shape is what you truly look like, a winged pony. I'm going to tell you a secret now, a secret that has remained hidden from you for a long time. You are a Pegasus. This fact has only remained away from you, in the back of your mind as you have gone through life, always there in some way, influencing your decisions, because that is what you are on the deepest level, a Pegasus. And now, on this enchanted night atop this cloud, under the loving glow of the moon, you feel yourself beginning to change. All the hairs on your body begin to stand up ever so slightly as an energy comes over your skin. You realize you are always there for someone. Who could this someone be? It's someone that's taken care of you for a long time, provided for you. Pleasing this person feels good, so very good and rewarding. And as this idea unfolds in your mind, you feel all your thoughts beginning to leave. Thinking starts to feel a bit heavy, a bit boring, unneeded. You have trusted that person to take care of you, make decisions for you, and lead you for a long while. You continue to trust them because you know they have always given the best to you, and you believe they will continue to do so. As the transformation continues, you feel a sort of static over your skin. This is the growth of your new fur. It is a very short coat. You would still feel chilly on a cool day, but the fur would take the bite away from the cold. Any breeze that comes by will disturb your coat ever so slightly. It may even tickle somewhat until you get used to these new sensations. A particularly wonderful new sensation is the feeling of being petted. Whenever someone pets your new coat, you will feel so very relaxed. Just imagine how wonderful it will be to be petted, their hands running through your soft, cute fur. Your hands, of course, are where the energy begins to head towards once it is done with your skin. Your fingers are beginning to fuse together, your thumbs becoming one with your hands, the other fingers on your hands fusing together into two on each hand, then only two masses at the ends of your arms, and then these masses transform themselves into hooves, two wonderful hooves for a wonderful Pegasus. These changes now go to your feet, where you feel your toes fusing together, just as your fingers fused. The five toes on each foot becoming three, then two, and now one. And now your feet morph into two beautiful furred hooves. Your legs now change to support your new quadrupedal structure. The very bones in your legs are changing until the joints make it feel natural to walk on four legs. You may be able to lean against something to stand, or even temporarily stand on two legs, but you will just fall down to the floor on all four legs, After all, you're a Pegasus. To walk on two legs just seems so very distant, so very silly now. As you transform into a cute Pegasus pony, you remember a feeling of joy, of happiness, of love. The very first time that special person rewarded you for following them, it felt fantastic. You always waited for that moment in your life, and it made you desire to follow them more, help them, love them, be there for them, live for them. And as that concept solidifies in your cute Pegasus mind, you realize you want to continue obeying them, living for them, being there for them, loving them. This special person is your owner, and you are his pony pet. You find it quite rewarding to be a pet to someone so very special to you. So very relaxing to just let them think and decide for you. You find yourself coming to them in need when you have a question, a dilemma. But there is one exception. If you feel endangered or unsafe, you feel like it's your duty to mention that to your owner. You want to treat them with love and care, just like they treat you. If they treat you in a negative, uncaring way, then, and only then, may you refuse to obey. If you feel like you need to refuse them to ensure your safety or well-being, then it's important to wake up, little pony, and notify the owner that you feel unsafe or unhappy. This will help you improve as a great pet and help your master treat you well. As the energy moves up and away from your legs, you feel it beginning to concentrate on your rear, just at your tailbone. Have you ever wondered why you have a tailbone? It's because you were meant to have a tail, little Pegasus. The energy pulls at your tailbone, and you feel your tail growing off of the base of your spine until it reaches the back of your knees. Your tail will always be with you, right there at the base of your spine, trailing behind you. It will seem to phase through any clothing you wear. This part of your body always displayed to the world, because you are a Pegasus. Your tail complete, the energy moves up your spine until it reaches your upper back, where it now branches out into your shoulder blades. Your shoulder blades are there, of course, to provide a point for your wings to grow from. You experience another pulling sensation, this time at your shoulder blades. Your wings are growing, filling out so you can be the Pegasus you truly are. They are covered in soft feathers that feel every slight change of pressure, every movement of the air around them. They fold up gently at your side, warming you like a feathery blanket where they rest. These wings, however, are only cosmetic, and you will remain bound to the earth. They will also phase through any clothing you wear, open to the air behind you. When you lie down to sleep, you will feel the urge to open them and drape them behind you like a soft, feathery blanket. The changes continue to move up your body, and you find you feel yet another pulling sensation, this time on your mouth and nose. They pull outwards into a short, furred muzzle. When you look at yourself in the mirror, you will see this muzzle, along with all the other changes you've felt so far, and you will see yourself as the Pegasus you truly are. You find it joyful and delightful to be with and follow your master. If you please them, you feel rewarded and happy. In case you fail in following and obeying them, you may feel a tiny bit sad, but the strongest feeling will be the need to improve, the need to be a better pony for your owner, because you know your owner loves you and wants the best for you. As you feel the beauty of trusting your owner, you realize how distant the normal world seems. You realize that you just couldn't care less. The memories of it you once had slowly become distant, harder to recall as they just disappear. The image of your master becomes sharper and more defined. Seeing it makes you a very, very happy pony. As the image of your master sharpens in your mind, you realize something very important. You are a pet pony, and you have always been a pet pony. Any past images of yourself slowly fade away, becoming unimportant as you feel the joy of being a cute little pony. As you feel the joy of this, you realize that an incredible wave of happiness always washes over you when you see and interact with your master. It makes you feel wonderful, simply wonderful. The changes continue to advance, reaching the top of your head. You feel your ears moving up the side of your head, elongating and changing into the ears of a Pegasus. Your Pegasus ears, two furred triangles atop your head. They're a bit cute, to be honest, and them being cute makes you feel good. So good. You are such a cute pony, and that seems to please you even more. Being cute will make your master happy, and if they're happy, you're happy. Your master loves cute things, and you are the cutest little pony, the best pony they ever could have. You have new muscles now, new joints under these ears to pull and move them. Your ears can be flat against your head, up and perky, or anywhere in between. It is so easy to move them, but they also seem to have a mind of their own. Whenever they hear a sound, they focus on it. When you turn your head, you feel their inertia and the movement of the air around their furred tips. Your new ears convey emotion as well. When you're happy, they may be alert and perky. When you're tired or sleepy, or maybe even sad, they may droop to the side. As you experience your new ears, you will surely find ways of expressing all your emotions with them. Speaking of emotion, you now notice that you're undergoing a certain mental change as well. You want to continue coming back to this file until it fully and completely works. You also find that you now feel all hugs, cuddles, and any other actions given to you by your owner in real life, as long as they don't make you feel unsafe. They send off a feeling of love and calm, as you know your master treats you well. Now that you know what you truly are, you want to be what you truly are, a Pegasus. You are a Pegasus, a cute Pegasus pony, a pet for your master. You realize that when your master leaves and you have completed all the tasks and orders you were supposed to, you can stop being a pet pony and return to your normal state. All of the changes you have experienced will fade away, and you will revert to your non-pet form. There may also be times, of course, that the normal world may call back to you, that you may need to be yourself again. If you are interrupted and have to return to being yourself, you will remain so until you talk to or see your master again. You also realize that the master can order you to come back to your normal form by simply saying, "It's time to wake up, little pony." You will find doing so just as satisfying as any other order, of course. People you choose can trigger you into being their pet pony at any time by saying, "It's time to be my pet, little pony." Once they do that, you will feel the changes becoming stronger and stronger again, until you feel a large, slow wave rushing over you, transforming you into the Pegasus you truly are, relaxing you, allowing you to find so much enjoyment in obedience. This will always be with you. Now, it's time to wake up. You're going to wake up as your usual self. I'm going to count down from 5 to 1. You will wake up a little more with each passing number. 5. Coming up out of your trance. 4. Just a little bit more now. You're almost there. 3. Feeling your normal form come back. 2. The one you usually are. 1. Awake now, aware of all your changes. I hope you enjoyed the session.